Tomorrow night is the Crosstown Showdown, Port Huron High, Port Huron Northern. They'll settle it on the field at Memorial Stadium. But there's a lot of fun that goes along with it, and it raises money for a great cause, too. Renda Jundy is here to tell us all about the Crosstown Showdown. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How many years have you been doing this? Because I was thinking this morning it's probably three or four. It's more than that, isn't it?
This is six.
Is this the sixth year for this? Wow.
I know.
Time flies. This goes to support the Port Huron Schools Endowment Fund, right?
Correct.
This is near and dear to your heart because this is not the only fundraiser that you do for this. But tell us a little bit about the fund.
That's true. So we do two fundraisers, the Case for Kids Fund Run the third Saturday of June and the Crosstown Showdown, which is the fundraiser at the North End Zone, the heated tent during the Northern PH game.
Mm-hmm.
Both benefit the Port Huron Schools Endowment Fund, and the money is managed by the Community Foundation, and we get the interest out of the fund every year annually to support the priority of the advisory board is to support everything to do with STEAM, so whether it's classroom grants or projects, or college access initiatives by both high schools.
So these are things that aren't necessarily in the school budget, but are very, very important to teachers and their students.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the state does not fund any of those. And teachers are creative, and they do want to help our students. And we want to at least open the eyes for the students to see what college is about, even though it's not necessarily something for all students, but let them to see what it's all about. And without those funding, you're not able to either recruit those people from the colleges to talk to our students or send our students to those campuses to check it out.
That's a great idea, because a lot of students, if they don't set foot on a college campus or talk to somebody that's been to college or
they
really
don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we've been able, at least the last 4 years, we've been able to give $5,000 to each high school every single year to support such initiatives. So
that's fantastic.
That's a lot of money that wouldn't be get raised without those events.
Well, it's a fun way to raise some money tomorrow night. What goes on at the Crosstown Showdown?
It's really a very fun night, and I have yet to see one person that didn't have fun, so I encourage everyone to buy a ticket, and we're still selling them. It's a big heated tent with food, tailgate kind of food, hot dogs and hamburgers and nachos and stuff like that. Hot chocolate and cocoa, because it might be cold.
Maybe a little cold.
And as long as you are a ticket holder, you can be in that tent and you can enjoy and mingle. We also recognize a group of individuals every year. And this year we are recognizing the valedictorians and salutatorians over the years of Port Huron schools, including those from Port Huron Central High School, who I am having a very hard time finding, but we've been trying to reach out to those that we know and see if anybody would call us, and they will walk on the field and get recognized by the year of graduation and the school they graduated from, and they are our honorees, and they enter our tent for free.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great time. How many people does this usually attract? How many people?
In our tent, we usually get anywhere between 2 to 250.
Wow. Okay.
Some years we've been, I don't want to call it sold out, because we ended up printing more tickets. I'll take you
that's
if
right.
you're willing to support.
Nobody gets turned away.
Exactly. We'll see. We are about 210 right now, but we keep getting emails and calls till the last minute.
Well, yeah, we're talking about this off the air. We're a last-minute town. We decided at the last minute to do things, but you don't want to wait too long. Because you got a plan for how many people you're going to have.
Well, you can't get in without your ticket, so you got to get your ticket before 4 o'clock on that Friday, which is tomorrow. And yes, I'd like to count for how many people I'm supposed to feed, so it'll be nice if you guys can call.
How much are tickets and where do you get them?
Every ticket is $50 a person or $150 for a household. And please let me clarify, this is not to get in the stadium. The stadium tickets are still the same. I can't remember if it's $6 or $7. To watch the game. But if you want to join us at the tent and do a fundraiser and donate to our endowment fund, it's the $50. And it's $150 for a household. If you are a sponsor, you get certain tickets. If you're an honoree, you get your ticket for free.
And where do you get the tickets?
You can get them from the Community Foundation, from the school district, or from me. And I do want to say there are a lot of valedictorians and salutatorians that are out of town and are unable to come tomorrow. But there are a lot of parents that are walking on their behalf, and we are welcoming and encouraging that. They will still hear their kid's name on the microphone, and they will walk on their behalf.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Brenda, thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much.
We're very excited. Thank you very much.